Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest tonight just played at Space in Evanston, one of the best singer-songwriters Australia's ever known. Give it up for live in studio, Mr. Paul Kelly.
The morning bright and still has laid a frost across the hill, and the glory of it takes my breath away. The bird song in the trees, floating on the ghost of a breeze, says you're lucky to be a creature alive today. The rosy-fingered dawn is changing color in the east, like in ancient days we'll never see again. Once we were together, that I do remember. All the rest is like a letter in the rain. So I go to check my snares, see what night caught unawares. I take the path along the creek again. In the garden of delight, a snake slithered into sight. So we left Eden and headed for the plain. Day by day and night by night, she didn't leave my side. Now she never wants to see my face again. Once we spoke in love's low tongue, as all the bells at midnight rung. All the rest is like a letter in the rain. There's a river somewhere up around the bend. When it hurts, that river's always been my friend. Frost has gone now from the hill, like a vision in a dream. You never know when glory will come again. I remember her dark stare and a braid of nut brown hair. All the rest is just a letter in the rain.
Paul Kelly's a legend in Australia. The rock singer-songwriter has a 30-plus year career in the music business, had success here in the States as well. Kelly just put out his 21st studio album called Life is Fine. He's a Hall of Famer who's done so much in so many genres. It's hard to put him in a category, but he's in studio tonight. Paul Kelly, welcome to The Download. Great to see you.
Great to be here.
Great performance, too.
Thank you. Great to be in the great city of Chicago.
So how often do you get to Chicago? You've had such a tremendous career, but most of it in Australia. How often do you get to town?
I was here last May doing one show with Charlie Owen, a guitar player that I've worked with, and my daughters were singing. That was for a record we put out last year called Death Stateless Night. But generally we try to get here to the States in general every couple of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the gaps are longer, sometimes shorter, but try to keep coming back.
How important is it for you to tour the States?
I love it. I love coming here. I don't want to just play in Australia and... you know, I think I wear out my welcome at home if I play there too much. So it's good to go everywhere else as well.
It is amazing to just read up on you and to look at your career. You really are considered one of the best singer-songwriters to come out of Australia. They're doing tribute concerts for you. You got a lot going on there. You've had success and you've had a respectable career here in the States. Mm-hmm. But is it different when you come to the States and you got to carry your own guitar and audiences come out, but is it a different kind of experience?
Oh, yeah, it is different. We play smaller venues for a start. So we're usually playing to 200 or 300 people, whereas it's home it's... bigger audiences. But I like that too. I like playing anywhere. I like small venues are just as much fun as bigger venues, sometimes more fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can see the whites of their eyes. I like that.
Did it change your set when you think about the venue you're going to play in? Is there some stuff you can do that's smaller because or more intimate because you know it's going to be a smaller space?
That's an interesting question. The set does change depending on the kind of venue it is. In a small bar that where maybe if it's a, you know some bars are kind of rowdy, and so you play something that's probably a bit more rocking. On this tour, I've got my whole band with me, so we can sort of change gears pretty easily. So if it's a noisy bar, we can just pull out the stops.
Right.
But we can play really quiet songs as well. And some of the rooms we play, you know, set up as real listening rooms, so you can mix it up and play quietly. And, you know, when it's, you know, playing outdoors is different to playing right. in a theatre, is different to playing in a bar. So you sort of tailor the music accordingly.
Paul Kelly, singer-songwriter from Australia, in studio. His new album's called Life is Fine. He just played at Space in Evanston. We'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More with Paul Kelly in studio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio tonight, the singer-songwriter Paul Kelly, in the Australian Recording Hall of Fame. You have 21 studio albums, including the last one, Life is Fine. You are a legend in Australia and of course, had a great career here in the States as well. You know, when you talk about this new music, because you have had a career in which you've been able to expand beyond genre. You know, you started, you know, more, I guess, like rock R&B, and we talked about pubs. I want to ask about mm-hmm. that as well. And you've done so much in your career. This album, and a lot of people are talking about it, it's almost a throwback to some of your earlier work. Do you hear that?
Yeah. I've made a few records over the last few years that have been down various tracks. I did a record last year of Shakespeare sonnets put to music, and then also last year, the record I mentioned before with Charlie Owen, which was songs we've performed at funerals, which isn't as morbid as it sounds, but it is basically just a frame for a covers record. Before that, I'd done a record with called The Merry Soul Sessions, which had six different singers, including me, on it. Before that, it was a song cycle, more pastoral, sort of folky type record. So I've been building to this record for a while. I wanted to, especially after the two more philosophical, meditative records last year.
You just wanted a rock record, right?
Oh, yeah, upbeat, playful. The songs are playful. It's upbeat. And, some of the tunes hark back to some of the records I made in the 80s. No real plan to that. It's just the way it turned out. But, it's a fun record to play, and it was a fun record to make.
When you have a career in music where you've written so many different songs of so many different types, people will talk about, like I said, your R&B roots or your rock roots, or like you just said, some of the theme records you've done. When you play them in a set, like if you're at Space in Evanston, you play something back from Gossip or other places, does it bring you back to that moment, the moment in which you were a lot younger, or a moment in which you were in a different place musically? What does it do to you when you play a song from something, say, from the mid-80s?
Well, some of those songs I've been carrying around for a long time, and some of them I play quite regularly. And so after a while, I sort of forget where the song, I even forget what record they came from. They just become the like tools in the toolkit, I suppose. And they sort of detach themselves almost from a time and the record, and they just become songs I can draw on. You know, with this tour, we play the new record first as a piece, and then we move on to a mix of old songs, and we keep changing that each night.
So. When you have a canon like you do, so many different songs and so many different styles, are there any times where you're like, let's go get that deep track from 1982 and bring it out and play it on this tour, play it in this show? Do you ever go back to some of the stuff that you don't regularly play on tour and try it out?
Yeah, that happens all the time, and often it's prompted by audiences. So someone, you know, one night someone will call out a tune, and I think, right, that one. Well, obviously, I can't play it on the spot because I have to go and do my homework on that one. So that's, people often help me remember tunes or just remind me of them, and then I'd go back and dig them out, yeah.
You've been someone, as you mentioned, you know, with the last two records before this one, who will go into philosophy or other plays. You talked about the written word and Shakespeare and some other things in the sonnets. As a singer-songwriter, how important is it to honor the word, to the written word? Because you do so much, and the music that you perform is so story it's I don't want to say storytelling, but it's so singer-songwriter focused. It's about either you or who your character that you're singing for. How important is it to you personally, Paul Kelly, the written word?
I love words. I love the written word. I love poetry. You know, I love Shakespeare. He's my favorite writer, but he wrote his plays to be performed. So though I think words are important, I don't think they're more important than music, because if the music's dull or boring, people won't listen to the words. So in my case, generally, music's always been coming first, or it comes with the words. But I do write songs often from a point of view of characters.
Yeah.
And I am storytelling sometimes. Probably the best way to describe it is I'm a visual songwriter. I've been influenced by visual songwriters like Chuck Berry. You can see his songs. Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. You can see their songs. You know, they mapped out, you know, Chuck Berry mapped mm-hmm. America. Lou Reed mapped a little part of Manhattan. Ray Davies from the Kinks, you know, people swarming like flies around Waterloo Underground. You know, you can see those songs. So
for you as a writer, does the music come first? Does the hook come first and then the words fill in? Or is it the other way around?
Most of my writing life, it's been music first. There's usually always sounds attached or some words. So there's sounds. I don't really, you know, sing pure melody. I sing something that's got a sound and certain vowels, but it's sort of kind of gibberish, really. And then I'm just trying to get words that fit those sounds. But it's only in the last 5 or 6 years that I've started to put poetry to music, some of other people's words, which in a way it sort of helped me write a different way, because mm-hmm. I never thought you could start with the words. But I've started putting poems to music, which included the Shakespeare record. And now sometimes I might write a little poem and then just put it to music. So it has changed the way I write, but only in the last 5 years. But it's kind of good to be writing for 35, 40 years and find a new way to do it. So I'm quite grateful for that.
I mentioned right at the top about the pub, because early on in your career, that's really one of the ways you got started was playing in the pubs. Talk about how your career has evolved to where you're at now. You listen to your music, I'm like, this is not the kind of music that I'm necessarily going to hear in what I think to be pub music. But is it? Is it all an evolution from one place to where you're at now?
There's an evolution, I guess, but there's also circles. You know, like some of the songs on this record sound like you mentioned before, they sound like records I made in the 80s. So like every writer, there's probably I have a certain blueprint, you know. Sometimes I write a song and it feels like, oh, yeah, that's one I could have written 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
But that's why I'm interested in trying to break those habits or collaborate to find new ways to write. But I'm still going to write, you know, I don't think I've changed that much since I started writing. It's just there's still a lot of the early influences are still there, and I still, you know, the themes are probably still the same: sex, death, memory, friends, love. What else is there?
What else is there? Paul Kelly, Australian singer-songwriter, in studio with us tonight. He's going to play one more song for us. Before you do that, what's next for you? This is a more traditional type of record, the record you just put out. Do you find yourself maybe gravitating more to theme-type records in the future, or are you going to stick with this and go straight ahead?
I'm always sort of, even records that aren't so, you know, so tightly themed, I'm a big fan of the album, so I love to make records that are coherent or where the songs talk to each other in some way. So, and I think it's actually more important to do that these days, because if you're going to put out an album, you have to have a reason to do it, because people are going to listen to music in little, you know,
right,
a song here and a song there, which is great. So I think it makes it more of a challenge to make records that demand to be heard as a piece.
Paul Kelly, the Australian singer-songwriter with his 21st studio album, Life is Fine. He is in studio with his background singers, Linda and Vicka Bull, and they are on this track that we're going to hear live, Josefina.
This is the story of Josefina and the ne'er-do-well who loves her. Won't you come out and play, Josefina? I missed you all yesterday, Josefina. Tell your boss you need the afternoon off to go and visit a sick friend. You know it wouldn't be a lie, not at all untrue, 'cause I'm down with a fever for you. I love your sweet hips shake thing, Josefina. The out-of-tune way you sing, Josefina. love the light and dark inside your eyes and the ways of your laughter. I love your sudden clutches, oh baby, put on a brake just before your body starts to shake. To the market I'll go, Josephina. Buy some fresh fish for us both, Josephina. I'm gonna cook you up a red hot meal. We'll eat it on the veranda. And later on we'll play some old sweet and ragged tunes and dance under the light of the moon. I'll get a job really soon, Josephina. I know that's what you want me to do, Josephina. I'll save my money and I'll buy an old car. Head on up to the islands. I hear they're taking lots of people on all summer long. And when it's over, we'll keep moving along. Won't you come over here, Josephina? This old world is good when you're near, Josephina. I know some people say you should beware. I'm a ne'er-do-well time waster. But I know your mother likes me and I like her too. Oh, she's a spitting image of you. Won't you come out and play, Josephina? I miss you, oh, yesterday, Josephina. I love the way that you sway, Josephina.
Paul Kelly, legend in Australia, singer-songwriter. His latest album, Life is Fine, that was the track Josephina with Linda and Vicka Bull, both on background. I can't thank you enough, Paul, for coming in studio. I know time is tight, and we appreciate you coming in and speaking to us tonight.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having me, Justin.